Sky Sports Radio, combined with Harness Racing New South Wales, brings you On The Pace for your daily dose of news and tips.
And it is 28 to 11, and Brittany Graham joins us now. Morning, Brittany.
Good morning to you, Cozzy. How are you?
Fantastic. What have we got for us today?
I guess a bit of a smaller segment today. We'll just catch up with Shane Tritton. He has just the one runner to go around today at Tabcorp Park Menangle. He had a double on Saturday night, and I wanted to pick his brains about a few other stable stars that will be stepping out in the not-too-distant future, and I believe Shane's online now. Good morning to you, Shane.
Hey, Britt. How are you going?
Really good, thank you. Thanks for taking the time out of what no doubt is a very busy schedule at the moment. A good night on Saturday night, bookended the card, just the eight races, but a double is nothing to be sneezed at.
Yeah, definitely. You know, we've sort of changed the way we attack the racing scene at the moment, and we're having quite a few runners on Saturday night. So we're expecting to get results as often as we can, and it's good to get a few winners out of the way.
God Spirit got back into the winner's circle on Saturday evening, 152-1. It was a pretty clinical victory as well, but a super last half, 26.8, 27.4. He feels like he's been around for a long time, this horse, but that was only start number 16. So he's still learning what it's all about, isn't he?
Yeah, look, we've had a lot of experience with these type of horses in the past where they become a bit erratic and one-trick ponies, and we've spent probably the last 6 months trying to teach him to be a racehorse, and it's had its difficulties and probably cost us a few races in the process, but at least now we, you know, as Saturday night showed, he was happy to go a 29 first quarter if he can get it, and I think it'll mean that as much as it's hard to win races coming from behind, we're showing him that he can do both, and you know, when he gets these races like that where he's drawn to use his gate speed, it's good to know that he can still use it.
He is becoming much more versatile, isn't he? Because the start before was very good. He got a long way back in quick time and hit the line. So obviously the time it's taken to teach him is paying dividends now.
Yeah, definitely. He's a very stubborn little horse and he wants to just run. So as much as he looked like a superstar early and he could run the speed, it was always going to be detrimental once he started racing the better horses, and they can all do that. So it's good that we're teaching him to sit and sprint, and hopefully, you know, in another 3 or 4 months, we'll start to see the benefits of that against the bigger horses in the better races. But at this point in time, it's just good to see him get a win, and we'll keep chipping away.
And the final event on the card was taken out by Foo Fighter, and he, I guess, put the writing on the wall the week before over the 2,300 metres back to the mile trip, driven a bit more conservatively there on Saturday night. And again, it certainly worked wonders for him because he ran out a convincing winner.
Yeah, he's been knocking on the door. We've actually been a little bit frustrated because he probably was in a position to win a couple of times and just things didn't go his way. So, yeah, I like the horse. I think he's a horse that, you know, as much as he's probably not going to win every week, when he gets the race run to suit, he's dangerous. So, yeah, it's good to see him get a win up. And, yeah, he's been a long-term project. He's been with me, then gone to Victoria, then come back, and yeah, he's starting to hit his straps.
A couple of minors as well for the team, Come Collector and second in the second event. And then another mare, My Ruby Star, was second in the fourth event. Those two mares are racing well, especially My Ruby Star. I think she's a mare that's going to be really competitive at this level at Menangle. And again, she's showing a bit more versatility. She can run the gate. She sat in the 1-1 there on Saturday night, had to pull out a long way from home, and she still hit the line really strongly.
Yeah, I think I don't know if people pay much attention to it, but we have tried to be a little bit more versatile with our team. We do tend to sit them up a bit more now, and you know, rather than just go bull at a gate all the time, we do use our gate speed when we can, but it's just more trying to keep them consistent and giving us more options in the bigger races, and hopefully that, you know, like I said, pays dividends when the big money's on. But most of the team's racing fairly consistent, and you know, barrier draws plays a big part of that, and we take our chances when we can.
You've had a great start to the season yet again. I think just having a look at the premierships now in terms of your training effort, 11 winners already this season from 84 starters or so. But as you mentioned, the bulk of those runners have been on a Saturday night, and that's something you're really concentrating on. In fact, 71 of your 81 starters have been there at a metropolitan level. So it means for busy Saturdays, but that's where everybody wants to be. You want to have the bulk of your team heading towards the big prize money.
Yeah, definitely. You know, we're certainly, like I think this weekend, we've got 18 runners, and it makes it tough to have a good strike rate, obviously. There's probably 3 or 4 races where we've got 3 or 4 runners, so it's obviously hard to win them all, but We made the decision that that's where the money is. That's where we can make money for our owners. And as much as it's very hard to win races, it'd be nice to win more prize money. And so we're certainly aiming that direction. It's not easy. They don't give those races away, but hopefully we can just win our share and do the job for our owners.
100%. Speaking of prize money, Music to Your Ears, no doubt, during the week with an increase in prize money again in New South Wales. The money now is at a super level, and it really is the place to race at the moment, isn't it?
Yeah, look, I think they probably needed to do something at the metropolitan level. I think they've put almost $5 million into the country racing in the last 12 months. So, you know, it's gone up everywhere, which is really good. And I think the sport needs it. We need to be competitive with our other racing counterparts. And, you know, we're getting to a level where, you know, most Saturday night horses are paying, you know, well and truly paying their way, which is, you know, where we need to be. And hopefully it keeps getting better. I think next year there's a couple of $1 million races, which is something that you wouldn't have thought 10 years ago. So if we can keep going in the direction we are, it's certainly making the sport something to be proud of.
Definitely, and much more viable for everyone involved, drivers, trainers, owners alike. Just the one runner today at Menangle, Elderberry Stride, returning off the back of a freshen up. This is a really strong race, but he's a horse who, again, very lightly raced, and a horse that yourself and Lauren took on when probably things weren't looking the best for him, but he's repaid you with 3 victories already and is obviously a horse that has any amount of ability, just a few quirks.
Yeah, we his last few starts were obviously very disappointing, and we took a fair bit to diagnose. He actually had a lung infection, so it's taken a fair bit for him to get over that. He had a really good hit out last week and he felt super. So, look, I expect him to be somewhere near his best. Obviously, it'll be a work in progress, and it'd be just a good run today would be great. But, he definitely did have an issue his last few starts, so it might pay to not be too worried about those, and hopefully he can bounce back to somewhere where he was.
Yeah, well, before those two starts, his form was 1-1, 2-1, so you don't get much better than that at all. Yesterday, an exciting day for the stable, no doubt. Your newcomer Fun at the Beach stepped out at the trials, and you would have been very, very pleased with that first up effort. 26-9 was the last quarter and came up within a short half head of Let's Spend a Night Together, who was placed in the Blacks of Fake last time out. So I'm sure that you're very much looking forward to seeing this fellow step out.
Yeah, very. We've been very cautious with him. We've taken our time, and he's still probably a month away from racing. We'll trial him again next week, but yeah, he's probably like a Rolls Royce to drive. He does everything right. He's got really good mouth and good steering and good gaited. And yeah, he's probably a project of the Purden factory line. But we're stoked with him. He's a horse that we're expecting to pin our hopes in the big races too. And, you know, we'll be sort of steady with him getting ready. But Lauren couldn't have been happier with him yesterday. And all reports are that he's pulled up good today. So hopefully, we'll trial again next week and maybe step him out in a few weeks' time.
He's fairly highly rated. 101 is his national rating, so he's going to have to take on the big boys right from the start. Is there a long-range target that you're looking towards? A Miracle Mile Carnival, is that the pipe dream?
Yeah, definitely. We've decided to not nominate for Inter Dominions or anything like that. We just want to get him fully ready for mile racing come the Miracle Mile. And look, this horse's career probably will end up in America. The guy that bought him is Ned from America, and he's obviously, you know, give him to us to probably give him a year or two here. And if he does well, then he'll progress to the mile racing in America. So definitely Miracle Mile is the aim, but obviously not easy races to win. And but he's no stranger to racing good horses. I think he's had the headbutt his stable mates his last 10 or 15 starts. So I think he won't mind racing, being the number one for the stable for a change.
Absolutely. And in terms of other exciting horses, before I let you go, Shane, it would be remiss of me not to ask about Muscle Factory. How is he? He's had a few months now back in the stable environment, and no doubt, again, slow and steady wins a race, but he's getting ever closer to a racetrack return.
Yeah, look, he's had a really good prep. Everything's gone really smoothly. We're in the process of just giving him an easy week at the moment and sort of back off and then build him back up again. But look, we've got our eyes on the bigger races come sort of Christmas time, and hopefully we can get him back for those. But yeah, it's certainly slow and steady, and he looks $1 million and feeling really good. So hopefully, fingers crossed, everything stays the way it's been going.
He looks $1 million. Is $1 million pace his aim?
Well, it's somewhere between $1 million pace and a chariot to fly. We're not really sure which way it'll end up. Depends on how the prep goes, to be honest. But, yeah, we're not going to tie him down to any race. If he makes it towards the sort of chariots and that, then it might rule out the $1 million race. But if he doesn't make it for the chariots, then it brings the $1 million race into play. So at this point, we're not really that concerned either way.
Not a bad choice to have to make either. Before I let you go, Shane, you're an eagle eye. You're always looking out for the next horse to come through the stable. Is there anything that I've missed that we should be keeping an eye out for?
Oh, look, we've got a few nice two-year-olds, actually, that, you know, where they might not be ready quite yet. But, yeah, there's an opportunity for people to actually take some shares in them. So, yeah, if you follow our social media, you'll find that we'll be doing a fair bit in the next few weeks over some two-year-olds. And if you'd like to get involved, they could be the next Muscle Factory. You never know.
Very well could be as well. Make sure you check out the Team Tritton socials because they're right across it. Thank you so much, Shane, for your time this morning. Best of luck this afternoon. And I'm sure we'll have a bit more of a chat when these big guns are making their way back to the races.
Thank you. No worries. See ya.
Shane Tritton there joining us this morning on the pace. And as is always the case with Team Tritton, they have a fairly significant team in work and they're churning out the results as well. As I mentioned, yesterday's trial session at Tabcorp Park, Menangle, there was a few big guns step out as well. Let's Spend a Night Together won his trial. First up since his Black's a Fake effort, they rated 154 and 6. Second was Fun at the Beach. Vinnie Chase and Cena Dore were third and fourth respectively in other trials. There was some nice trial efforts, a few more babies stepping out at the education as well. In fact, there was a big group of babies there as well, mostly three-year-olds, but exciting times, as Shane mentioned, with the two-year-old racing just around the corner. And if you are wanting to get involved in a racehorse, definitely get in touch with Team Tritton because they have a nice big group of babies. Eight races this afternoon at Tabcorp Park, Menangle, the first kicking off at 1:42. So plenty of opportunities to have a bet there as well. And Shane mentioning the Elderberry Stride goes around in race 7, number 2 is first up. But don't jump off Elderberry Stride off the back of its last few maybe disappointing efforts. Seems to be back from a little bit of an issue. But that's all for On the Pace for this Tuesday morning, Cozzy. Back tomorrow, Wednesday, with Chris Barsby.
Terrific. Good on you, Brittany Graham. And it is right on 10:45, Sky Sports Radio.